an apology that was years in the making. Pope Francis spoke on Friday at the Vatican to delegates from various indigenous nations who had traveled from Canada.
For the deplorable behavior of those members of the Catholic Church, I ask forgiveness from God, and I would like to tell you from the bottom of my heart that I am very pained, and I join my brother bishops from Canada in apologizing to you.
Pope Francis said he felt shame for the abuse indigenous children suffered in Canada's residential schools. He said he hoped to visit Canada in July. Between 1831 and 1996, around 150,000 indigenous children were taken from their homes and communities, stripped of their languages and customs. Many were raped and abused in church-run schools. A Truth and Reconciliation Commission in 2015 called it cultural genocide. For years, indigenous Canadians have been calling on the church to apologize. The movement gained momentum last year when the remains of 215 children were found at the site of a former residential school in Western Canada.
Tomorrow will be the first day of reconciliation, not only with ourselves, with our families and communities, but with our neighbors, and indeed with all of Canada.
This work requires full participation from all parties. The reason there is that we're all this in there together and will not happen overnight.
Although the delegates we spoke to said there's still a long way to go to achieve true reconciliation, in the moments after Pope Francis issued his apology, some felt the need to come out into St. Peter's Square and celebrate the moment.
The work will continue, they say. Some who traveled to Rome are former students of the schools themselves. The pain and suffering is very real for them. Many delegates are calling for more action from the church. They want indigenous artifacts kept in the Vatican Museum returned and documents from the schools that might reveal other secrets buried in the past. Adam Rainey, Al Jazeera, Vatican City.